Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Well, as Bill said, I got to go to Nicaragua for a week just before Christmas with PRMI, which is the acronym for Presbyterian Reform Ministry International. For several years, the Young Life Leadership in Central America has invited PRMI to teach and train their leaders in how to do ministry directed and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And the emphasis that week was on prayer. And I want to thank Pastor Bill and all of you who prayed for us, because the Lord ministered in very tangible ways. And he completely protected us and guided us through our entire time there. Our ministry team was made up of three pastors, Chris, Sam, and Susan, and two prayer people, Judy and I. At one of our first meetings, Susan said the Lord had given her two words for this trip: moving parts. Well, we had absolutely no idea what that meant, so we spent some time praying and asking the Lord. The next day, he began to answer. Usually at the end of each training week, PRMI prays for the Holy Spirit to come and empower the leaders for ministry and in their personal lives. Then they return home to their countries. Well, we had a strong sense the Lord wanted to pour out his Holy Spirit that day rather than at the very end of the week. Then Chris got an idea. He said, let's ask Enrique, one of the Young Life leaders who was there several years ago, to share his testimony about when the Lord showed up in a powerful way. Well, Enrique agreed, and he addressed the group, and he said this, quote, several years ago, Brad Long, the executive director of PRMI, issued this invitation to all of us. Anyone who would like a fresh encounter with the Lord through his Holy Spirit for an empowered life and ministry, come up to the baseball and soccer fields. And if you don't want this, don't come. So Enrique said, oh boy, immediately we were faced with a dilemma. Since we were all Christians, why wouldn't we want a fresh encounter with the Lord through his Holy Spirit? What would prevent that? Would it be fear or complacency? We're just fine the way we are. Well, Enrique continued, everyone did go up to the soccer field, but some probably more out of curiosity than anything else. And the Lord came down in power and began releasing his spiritual gifts that are recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. When Enrique finished speaking, Chris asked everyone then to get into groups of threes, preferably with people they didn't know from other countries. And then he invited the Holy Spirit to come and manifest his presence. And then Chris asked that one person in the group be willing to be prayed for without sharing the need. And the other two were directed to sit quietly before the Lord and listen for direction in prayer. This continued for about 20 minutes so that each person was prayed for in that way. Well, then at the end, Chris asked for testimonies. What happened? Well, the ones who spoke up were astounded at how personally the Lord knew them, because without sharing any of their concerns, the Holy Spirit had directed the other two in the group, and the prayers were right on. And the other people who prayed were absolutely astonished that the Lord was downloading and giving them words of knowledge and wisdom as to how to pray. This was a very new thing for them. So this experience let them see how loved and valued that they are, and it also raised expectations as their faith in Jesus was deepened in a very significant, and some very significant ministry took place the rest of the week. Well, before I left for Nicaragua, Susan called and asked if I would share a testimony from one of my prayer ministry experiences. So something came to mind, and it sort of began percolating. Well, during our next day's team meeting, it was clear to me and everyone else that what I planned to speak about was exactly the wrong thing. Scripture says that man makes his plans, but the Lord orders his steps. So now I was confronted with a moving part. Uh-oh. Susan asked me to share instead an experience I had when someone joined an organization I was involved with years ago. The Lord alerted me through scripture and dreams that the person was actually a wolf in sheep's clothing. and was there to cause division in the group. Well, this example resonated with the rest of the team because young life in Central America is growing so quickly. We sense that the leadership needs to be careful and discerning about who they ask to be leaders. 2 Corinthians 11 warns, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light." It isn't surprising then, if some of his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Well, this is one of the areas where the Lord really answered your prayers here, because now I was so completely out of my comfort zone. I had no time to prepare anything. However, I did this teaching in Spanish without notes on a stage with a microphone and about 120 people, and I wasn't even nervous. That is so not me. I mean, I've got notes here right now. See? Oh, my gosh. So I don't ramble on and on. And I believe they actually understood what I said, which was even more of a miracle. Praise God. But in closing, I'd like to tell you about two ministry times that really impacted me as I saw the Lord bring his healing and restoration to two people. And there were many more, but these are two. One gal came for prayer from Costa Rica, and she looked like the weight of the world was on her shoulders. She said that when we prayed the other day for the Holy Spirit to come, she felt completely left out and blocked. Well, we discovered that she was verbally abused by her father for most of her childhood. It seemed she could never do anything right in his eyes. So we prayed and she prayed. And then Pastor Sam, who is in his 70s, said to me quietly, "You know, I think she really needs to know how loved she is by the Lord, by her Heavenly Father. I would like to give her a hug from him. You know, what do you think about this?" I said, "Oh, Sam, I think that's so right on." So as Sam gave her the hug, it seemed as though the floodgates of heaven opened up, and she sobbed and sobbed, and this went on for several minutes. And I believe she was grieving for the loss of her childhood, but also then the tears seemed to bring healing, the healing to her broken heart. The Lord was healing her heart, because then all of a sudden this peace came over her. And she said she actually felt the love of her Heavenly Father for the very first time. And she was beaming with joy. It was amazing to see the transformation. And from then on, whenever we saw her at the camp, she'd run up and give us a great big hug. To God be the glory. This girl was changed. And then at the end of the week, the last night's teaching, at the end of that evening, the leaders encouraged everyone, you know, as many as possible, to go to prayer teams and receive ministry. The teams were stationed around the room, and we were able to get some of the local Nicaraguans to join in the prayer ministry. After about a half hour, they were asked then to go back to their own country leadership groups, get back in their groups. Well, I looked around, and I noticed one guy who was standing off all by himself with his head down. And I asked if he were all right, and he said no. Then he said he had done things and had been very impure. He said he felt dirty and completely separated from the Lord Jesus Christ. So my prayer partner and I asked him to silently confess his sin to the Lord. When he stopped praying, I told him that since he confessed his sin, God is faithful and just to forgive his sin and to cleanse him from all unrighteousness. And then I asked him to stand up straight and read the following passage from Philippians 3 out loud. And he began reading this: "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has called me heavenward." He finished reading, smiled, and he went back to his group. Thanks be to God.